Lucas, you're sitting with me here in St. John's, and I'm really inspired by what I see, and the smell when you walk in is incredible.
Oh, it's wonderful, sort of sweet baking smells coming out of the kitchen in the corner. And this is just the bar. I mean, you know, you go in there and you're going to get smells of wonderful sort of pies and meaty things. And of course, this is the sort of the epicenter of nose to tail eating in Britain. So it's a great place. But it's a really, I mean, I love to describe this space to you a little bit. It's this very white industrial space with these sort of pendulous industrial lighting. And it's just a very simple space, but it's how eating should be, actually. It's not about folderols and napkins and things. It's actually just about really, you know, getting stuck in with some really good grub.
The tables themselves are almost sort of Scandinavian, aren't they?
They are, I suppose, aren't they? Yes, it's just very simple wooden tables. I like that, a scrub table, something you can spill wine on and it doesn't matter. That's what's very important.
Now, you write your column for the Times regularly. So the column for the Sunday Times you do each week?
Pretty much.
Is that pretty hard work?
It is quite hard work, actually. I mean, people think, well, you know, say it's sort of 5 recipes every week. And people think, well, what do you do the rest of the time? But actually, by the time you've thought about what you're going to do, you've cooked it, you've tested it, which is really important, that's make sure that it works for everyone. You know, and I do the odd other bit of stuff as well, but it's not, you know, it takes up quite a lot of time, that, actually. I spend a lot of time thinking. I think I'm deeply mentally slow, so I have to sit there and sort of think, well, what am I going to do? But what I do is I go and look at what's around. It's not a sort of... It's not sort of ramming seasonality down people's throats, but it just is seasonal because of the stuff that I'm cooking mostly, you know. So there's that period in sort of from January to sort of April where there's a lot of roots and brassicas around, you know, and that gets a bit you're sort of thinking, what can I do with this stuff, and then you. You know, you play around with things, but if you're trying to use stuff that's around, it's a difficult time of year, that, actually.
So I'm going to ask you, have you noticed at all that people want to eat really, really good food, but they haven't got as much money at the moment?
I have noticed that. I think that people are still, interestingly, chocolate sales are really high. And I think that people allow themselves little treats. I think they're probably not being as extravagant as they would have been 5 years ago. But still that thing of, actually, do you know what? I'm going to still have that little lovely chocolate, or I'm going to have that lovely piece of cheese, or I'm going to... So it's just about little nibbles, really, and about just allowing yourself these tiny little bit moments of sort of pleasure. I think that's important, because actually if that all falls by the wayside because we're going through a hard time, there's so much that we've achieved in terms of food in this country that you know, we might as well go back to sort of rationing era and all of the bad things that came out of that and all of the bad reputation of British food. And actually, British food is a thing to be celebrated, and there's so many brilliant things happening and so many good people cooking amazing things. And I think, yes, you know, maybe have one less pint and buy a really wonderful bit of cheese. That would be my choice. You know, maybe, you know, people have their priorities, don't they? Is it Sky Movies or is it actually eating better? I don't know. That's a choice that you make. But actually, suddenly you don't have Sky Movies, and maybe, you know, you can have a couple of nice bits of cheese, or a nicer chicken, or a, you know, it depends what are you going to give up when times are hard. And actually, food is often the thing that people give up on. I think it should be the most important thing.